You never know when life as you know it goes from sweet to sour.
Yeah, so when life hands you lemons, make limoncello. And this
is Chick to Chick.
You know, this is unbelievable, but today we are celebrating our fifth anniversary of our Chick to Chick podcast. We were hatched on this day, April 1st, 2019, and here we are, still chirping away 5 years later.
I mean, they said it wouldn't last.
Who said it wouldn't last?
I don't know, people. But I mean, honestly, this podcast was born out of adversity.
It really was. You know, all these years ago, I think it was like 6 years ago, my TV broadcasting career came to an abrupt end. It was not something that I wanted, and it was done against my will.
And I was there for that.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of things that were going on that was the pile-on. And really, you know, this is something that we are able to do ourselves, and boy, does it feel good.
It does. You know, we turned things around. Life handed us lemons, and we turned it around. We have this podcast now, 5 years, more than 230 episodes under our belt. We have a website, penwatch.org, and we have a video production company, Penwatch Media.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
That's a lot. You know what the best revenge is?
What's that?
Sweet success.
It is sweet.
It sure is really good. You know, and we do have guests with us today. They are beloved radio hosts, Nancy and Newman, and they are no strangers to adversity.
Hey, guys, thanks for coming on the podcast. The two of you faced your own career adversity. Tell us what happened to you guys. Nancy, why don't you start?
Well, I'll start, thankfully, after 3 years ago, right around this time. I was let go from my job, and I was a budget cut at the end of 2020. And the sad part was, I think the saddest part was, that they kept Newman on board and shoved him over into the afternoon and brought in a syndicated radio show. So Newman was just left there, and he did it like a, he marched like a fine little soldier for 2 years, and then they let him go. And then there's no more Nancy and Newman at all in the Central Pennsylvania market.
And Newman? Listen, we loved listening to you. Not for nothing, but when those voices are muted and gone, it left a hole. I mean, and so Newman, you were marching on. What's your side of the story?
Yeah, pretty much what Nancy said is what happened. There were the inevitable budget cuts that came, and we were a victim of it. Well, Nancy more than me initially, and there are two things that you can do to a radio station that will kind of knock it off its axis. One of them is changing the format. So if you're playing country music one day and the next day you're playing polka music, it's going to have an impact. And then the other thing that you can do, in my opinion, is upend the morning show. The tradition is the morning show and the afternoon drive show are the anchors of any successful radio station. And if those two day parts are successful, then by default, the radio station will be successful. And if you make a major change to one or both of those day parts, you send shockwaves to your loyal listeners. They don't know what to expect.
For me, it was like, it was the death of my career. Mm-hmm. And I really felt like I was in mourning, and I felt like I needed to grieve to get past it. Did you guys feel the same way? Nancy, let's start with you.
Well, Newman was the person that I could grieve to the most because he understood, you know, they split us up. Our friendship has stood the test of time, which is why we're thankfully back on the radio again together. But Flora, you were the first person to call me when everything happened in December of 2020. And you're the one that said, do not let them silence you. I know it sucks right now. Take a week, kind of pull yourself together like you had done and your father told you. And then 2021 was an unbelievable year to the point where, you know, I got these sponsors that I worked with, but you always get back what you've given out beforehand. And to be able to work with companies like Renewal by Anderson, Linda reached out to me personally. We do TV ads together and working with Penn State Health. And it was just unbelievable. And I was so grateful. And that 3 years has zipped by. And then last year, the company that Newman works for bought local radio stations. And Newman, what did they say to you?
Well, I had joined this company probably around the same time that they purchased these stations, and they said, wouldn't it be nice to bring you back into the central Pennsylvania market. And I said, I'm in, let's do it, because I've got a relationship with a lot of people there, and it'd be nice to rekindle it. I said, but if you want to do it right, you got to bring Nancy on board, mm-hmm. because what you're going to hear is, hey, Newman, it's great that you're back. Where's Nancy? Hey, Newman, you know what you should do? You should get Nancy. Wouldn't it be great if you brought Nancy on board? And so I asked the guys that I work with, I said, just reach out to her, see if we can't put something together, and let's get ahead of that, because that train is going to leave the station, and I'd rather have Nancy on board when it does.
So tell us about that. You guys are now back on the radio. You're back on the radio in Lebanon. And what's interesting is, Nancy, you're here, and Newman, you're not so much here. Yeah. How does that work?
Well, it's kind of a blessing that happened with COVID when you think about it. When all the lockdowns happened, they kicked us all out of the building. We were not allowed to be in the studio with each other. And our engineering teams, and when I say engineering teams, I mean everybody across the country, doesn't matter what company they were working for. Mm-hmm. They went at it, and they put a puzzle together that made everybody sound like they were back in the studio. They could be sitting in their car using the Wi-Fi in front of a McDonald's, and right. it sounded like they were in the studio. So using that technology, we've been able to basically go into a virtual studio where it sounds like we're right in the same room, but Nancy's in her kitchen and I'm in my basement bunker surrounded by ravioli cans.
It that way.
Yeah, well, that way if I get hungry, I can just rip the lid off and dive in.
Spoken like a true guy. Yep. Just open the can
and man cave with beefaroni and ravioli right around the corner.
Yeah.
Don't need much more.
There's a microwave down there. But yeah, it's a nice opportunity where I'm in my basement. My commute is literally 25 seconds from my bedroom to my basement, and we're fired up and ready to go.
You know, what I'm hearing from the two of you is that also you're friends, because, you know, you didn't just work together, but you developed a relationship. And it's interesting with Flora and I, we weren't working in the same space when we were working for the same station. We were doing separate things, but a friendship and the chemistry that comes with it and the trust and just the understanding, I think, is what makes a team. And that's, you know, that's what I love about us. And I think that's why we have been successful for 5 years. And I hear that from the two of you in that, Newman, when you were like, okay, well, there's not a Newman without a Nancy if we're going to have this chemistry again. So how important is it when you have that partnership?
It's critical. I mean, I can muddle my way through a radio show and that's all well and good, but Nancy compliments me, and I think I compliment her. We will look at a picture from two different perspectives and kind of meet in the middle somewhere. And we don't necessarily agree all the time, but I think the disagreements are what makes it kind of funny. Because Nancy would never eat ravioli.
But never. I like SpaghettiOs.
That's right. See? So there's common ground. You search for the common ground and you have a little bit of fun getting there.
Nancy, how does it feel to be back together with Newman and be back on the radio and in this space?
It's the best thing ever. And I've had people, like, it shocked everybody. It shocked me. It literally shocked me that it came together so quickly. And they came over and they're putting this mic boom in my kitchen. And it's like a real deal. I still can't believe it. And, you know, when we're out and about, you know, in town, because I live here, people are like, why? You had a great thing going for the past 3 years. Why in the world would you get up at 3:30 in the morning and do this again? You know? And I say, because I love every second of it. We got taken off the air weeks shy of our 20th anniversary.
Wow.
And people
mean.
It was shocking. Yes. You know, it was shocking to, I had never been let go from anything in my life. Mm. And I told you guys that 3 years ago, and to be able to be reunited with him, and my gosh, he's in town enough. His son, Jake, lives here. You know, it's not that far from Olean, New York to Harrisburg and Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So he's already been, you know, he's been back. If we have a remote broadcast to do, he comes back. The station puts him up. I mean, I've never worked for a company that is just so down to earth and caring. It's a woman owned company. Shout out to Kristen.
Yes.
It's just, yes,
you'll
it's
love
just
it.
Fantastic. And Flora called me right as people were catching wind of us getting back together. And she's like, girl, what are you doing? What are you thinking?
It's exciting. But it's exciting. And so my other question would be, you know, you had this special sauce when you were together before, right? At the other radio station. Are you tweaking it a little bit? Are you taking from what you were before and just kind of amping it up a little? Is anything changing?
The only thing that I found that's changed, and it's going to continue to evolve, is our third member of the show has yet to come back and join us. And that's our listeners, talking to them and interacting with them. That's that's the one little technical aspect that we've got a couple of really smart people working on it, and top men. We have top men. Oh,
you need a woman in there to get it figured out.
That's, she's the owner. She's the owner.
That's why we haven't figured it out yet, because we need a woman to figure this thing out.
You definitely do.
And as far as the chemistry thing goes, you guys had mentioned it. I've worked with several people in partnerships and doing different, mostly radio shows. And I know Nancy's been offered a couple of different opportunities, and she has always said, I would love to get back in radio, but I want to hook up and do it with Newman. And at the same time, I kind of feel that way too, because chemistry doesn't just happen. It's not something that you can train for. You either have it or you don't. With Nancy, it's effortless, and that's one of the blessings.
And that is a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. As we wrap this podcast up, Nancy, you mentioned, you know, you were let go. This has never happened to you before. It never happened to me either.
Mm-hmm.
Through it, you know, it was really tough. But through it all, I tried to stay positive. I wasn't negative. And that's really the whole purpose of this podcast. You know, when life hands you lemons, you got to turn it around and make it sweet again and turn it into limoncello. Mm-hmm. What's your parting words, your parting advice for what, you know, let's start with you, Nance. What would you say to somebody who's going through a hard time? And Newman, same question to you.
I always said, you know, don't put the nastiness out on social media. You know, everything that you say is a reflection of you. And I've had people say, and I know Newman too, that when you conduct yourself with grace and kindness, it will come back to you. And I really believe that that's what I did. Everything that I did was for the right reason, that was right for me. And people were shocked. There were people saying, are you sure you want to do this? You want to go back on the radio? And I'm like, I got a guy that likes to stick a whole lemon in his mouth. And he depends on rolled up and stuff it. Come on now. What's not to love about that guy right there?
So much.
Okay, take that out and talk.
When you do get a lemon crammed in your mouth, take it out, set it aside, let it ripen a little bit, find some sugar, squeeze the juice out of this thing, mix it all up, and understand that whatever the lemon that's been handed to you, it's only temporary. And if you got a little limoncello, it's going to taste so much better.
What a great way to end this podcast.
Very, very
great
good
words.
Stuff.
Thank you so guys, much. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast on our 5th anniversary to boot.
Yay. Right. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary,
thank you so
ladies.
Much.
Thanks. Tick.
You know, she said something so true. When something bad happens, don't throw it. Don't spew all that negativity and that toxicity.
No.
And you got to handle yourself with dignity and grace and a promise things will turn around.
I also like what Newman said. You know, you get something sour, put it aside, put a little sweetener on it. I think through the experience that you had and my choice, I'm so grateful because it opened other doors. It
look
created
where we are.
This friendship that we had that is just like, it's beyond that, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that if people can see that sometimes these really horrible things that can happen, on the flip side, it can be something really, really good that you just didn't know was there waiting for you.
There's always a silver lining.
Yeah.
You just got to look for it.
That's right. We appreciate you being with us today. Do us a favor. Head over to our YouTube channel, like and subscribe until we are back to chirp about another topic.